Well, good afternoon, everybody. If you're out in the lobby area, please make your way on in and we'll go ahead and get started. We're so glad to be together in person today. And we send a very warm welcome to those joining by Zoom, especially our friends at Wide Horizon. My name is Jennifer Babcock. I serve as the chair of the board of directors for Wide Horizon. A couple notes before we start. We really appreciate Sixth Church for letting us hold our meeting today in person here. Thank you. If you're a member of Sixth Church, thank you very much. There are restrooms and a drinking fountain out by the doors in the middle of the church. Please note that there's no food or drink allowed here in the sanctuary. We will have a break after the reports and before our speaker to stretch your legs and to visit. And back in this back corner, we will be showing on a big screen videos of our own Christian Science nurses from Wide Horizon. So be sure to catch those if you can. Those will also, if you're on Zoom, those will appear on your screen during that time as well. So let's begin our meeting with some readings. From the Holy Bible, Zephaniah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And from 2 Corinthians, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God is love. Our church is built on the divine principle, love. The power of Christian Science and divine love is omnipotent. This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, that joy cannot be turned into sorrow, for sorrow is not the master of joy, that good can never produce evil, that matter can never produce mind, nor life result in death. We walk in the footsteps of truth and love by following the example of our Master in the understanding of divine metaphysics. Christianity is the basis of true healing. Whatever holds human thought in line with unselfed love receives directly the divine power. No power can withstand divine love. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. And let's join together in singing. You'll find hymnals in front of you at your feet under the pews. Singing hymn number 32, Mary Baker Eddy's hymn entitled Love. The first section of our meeting is reports, and I will start off with the board report. Dear friends of Wide Horizon, it is so good to see you all. Thank you for being here today at Wide Horizon's first in-person hybrid annual meeting that we've been able to hold in what seems like a long time. We are so grateful to Sixth Church for graciously hosting us today. I'd like to start by introducing the other board members. Doug Patty, our vice chair, who hails from North Carolina, is not able to be here today. But Doug Ismarian is our secretary treasurer. Where's Doug? And we have Director Lynn Rive and Neil Kearney are in the back, our ushers. The board works closely with the administration team at Wide Horizon, whether in online meetings or in person. One of the changes we've made this year is to devote a greater time during our meetings and between meetings to prayerful support and study relevant to the ongoing operations of Wide Horizon. Some of the topics we've taken up in our metaphysical focus include sufficiency, freshness, fellowship, inspiration, shelter and housing, vision, and most recently, our speaker's topic, the presence of God's grace. Thank you for returning your ballots and showing your loving support by your interest in the details of Wide Horizon's operations and bylaws. The bylaw committee undertook a thorough review of the bylaws this year and brought them up to date in a number of areas. The proposed changes were approved by a strong majority. The spending and distribution caps had not been updated for more than 30 years, so they are more in line with current costs. Rest assured that while there are no building projects underway at this time, any building project the current or a future board would undertake would still require approval and input from the membership. But the change does allow quick action if there's need for repair or replacement of equipment in the current building, such as the HVAC system. We are excited that Wide Horizon's Christian Science Nursing Education Program, which Sue Wood has led for staff for more than 30 years, has applied for accreditation by the Commission for Accreditation of Christian Science Nursing Organizations Facilities, Inc. This step will cause Wide Horizon to be added to the list of accredited Christian Science nursing training programs, helping Wide to further attract, support, advance, and retain its Christian Science nurses. As a board, we are devoted to making Wide Horizon an appealing place to work, including the staff's financial well-being. The board was grateful to provide a benefit package for all full and half-time staff who want to participate, which started in January 2022, as well as a much-deserved and needed increase in salaries and wages, which went into effect July 1st. It's become particularly clear this year that housing is another key element in staff support and retention. The six units in the three cottages have been almost constantly occupied by different Christian Science nurses since they were completed in September 2015. The need for affordable housing has extended beyond the studio apartment model in these cottages. So that is something we are prayerfully and actively considering. We welcome your input if you have ideas in this vein. As a licensed entity with the state of Colorado, Wide Horizon continues to be subject to state public health requirements relative to COVID that are antithetical to the practice of Christian Science. This imposition continues. Please join us in prayerful support to see Wide Horizon free from having to report statistics relative to disease beliefs. We've been grateful to see an increase in occupancy and utilization of Wide as some of the more onerous restrictions have been lifted. And please know that Wide Horizon can welcome back volunteers in person and would love to hear from you if you are interested in serving in this way. Wide Horizon is served by an excellent board treasurer with whom it is my privilege to work. I'll turn the podium over now to Doug Ismarian.